From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. It's been almost a month since a gunman opened fire on police officers in downtown Dallas. Since then, the department has been sorting through a deluge of job applications. In Philadelphia last week, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton gave a shout-out to the city.
Police Chief David Brown asked the community to support his force, maybe even join them. And you know how the community responded? Nearly 500 people applied in just 12 days.
The applicants will have to take a civil service exam and be interviewed and vetted. If they're selected, they'll enroll in the Dallas Police Academy. That academy is in South Dallas, and I went by to check it out and talk with recruits who are already on their way to becoming cops.
Hold up! Woo!
The morning starts at 7:55 for the 100 recruits at the Dallas Police Academy. They form neat rows in the parking lot, raise the flag, and report in. Then they drop to the ground and do push-ups.
Ready? Exercise! Uno, dos, tres! Uno, dos, tres! Uno, dos, tres!
The recruits are diverse, like the city they will serve. It's made up mostly of whites, Hispanics, and African Americans. Almost three-quarters are men. All of them started their training before the shootings that rocked Dallas in early July. Chelsea Montanino's class started just 1 week before the attack.
You know, we were scared. I mean, we're normal human beings. We're going to be scared. But I think for the most part, when that happened, it pushed us all together. And we were so new. I mean, it was a weekend, so we didn't really know each other. But I felt like it really pushed us to come together as a, you know, as a family and as a team.
In the days following the shooting, the recruits worked the funerals for the fallen officers. Police departments from across the country sent representatives, and the funerals were attended by thousands of cops. New recruit Brandon Barber says that strengthened his resolve to become one of them.
It was a much-needed moment for me to experience that, to realize the reality of what was actually going on here and what it is that I'm getting myself into, and to also see and realize that I'm not out here alone, that I have the support not only from our agency, but my brothers and sisters from all around the nation and the community. The community had a strong presence at the funeral as well.
Policing is in the middle of a fearsome debate these days. The Black Lives Matter movement has called into question police practices, in particular their treatment of communities of color, and challenged the image of police as keepers of the peace. Barber is African American, grew up in Oak Cliff, and says he's never had a bad interaction with police. Still, he knows there's work to do.
At the end of the day, you can't place one man's mistake over an entire agency and brotherhood. It doesn't define what policing actually is, but it's going to take us as a team, as a unit, as police officers, collectively to rebuild our reputation and rebuild trust and relationships back within our communities to where they're fighting with us instead of against us.
The academy lasts 9 months. Recruits learn the basics, things like filing reports and what goes where on your belt. All of the recruits take beginning and intermediate Spanish.
Policía de Dallas, salga con las manos arriba. Suelta la arma.
They're learning there to respond to a burglary. Dallas has earned praise for more progressive policing. The training emphasizes community engagement and the department's role as guardians. Officers are trained in de-escalation tactics to reduce the use of force. Chelsea Montanino says that's why she moved here from North Carolina.
I heard so much and so many good things about the training. And, you know, it's not very often you see Dallas in the news for anything bad. You know, so you really think about those kind of things, and it shows in the police officers that they have.
Deputy Chief Jeff Kottner oversees training for the Dallas Police. The department wants people who want to serve their community, he says, because policing is not what you see on TV.
It's not cops and robbers always engaged in some sort of dynamic activity. Most of what they do day in, day out is be guardians. They're going out on some sort of call to solve a problem for someone. We're problem solvers. You through the basic training program, you're teaching officers how to individually solve people's problems.
Like other departments across the country, Dallas has struggled to attract new recruits. The city's also struggled to retain officers, in part because of low pay. Despite last month's shooting and the heated debate that surrounds policing, Kottner says these recruits are entering the field at an exciting time.
It's a good time to be in law enforcement. It's a good time to make positive change. It's a good time in law enforcement to reflect upon what it is that they need to do and adhere to some good best practices and review everything that we do, make it better.
Kottner's confident when these new recruits go out on patrol, they'll be able to be that better police force. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.